Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's it. The Gophers survive and advance.
Kevin Harlan with the call. The Gophers survive and advance. And our pal Dusty was there along with a couple of his high school buddies. And was it your dad, Dusty, or one of the other guys' fathers?
Oh, it was my dad. My dad has been taking me to Gopher basketball games since I was like 5 years old. And so we are like pretty much like diehard fans. And so, yeah, we went down together and then with a few other of my high school friends.
That's got to be a great way to bond with your old dad at that point.
We went to almost every home game this year also. Like, we, you know, we're pretty serious fans, I'd say.
And you caught a good game yesterday. Did you stay for the entire day for all the games of that session?
Yeah, I actually didn't get back till 2 a.m. last night.
Oh, my!
went to the early session, and then we're, like, you know, hung around and watched the first game of the second session, and then some of the final game, but that ended up kind of being a blowout. And eventually we got on the road back here, but it was a great day down there. There was a good Minnesota fan turnout, and I think it's exciting that, you know, Saturday could be even, you know, more people coming down.
Now, you went without tickets,
yes.
And you were going to buy them on the street. How did you – what can I ask what you ended up paying for a ticket? You thought it'd be somewhere in the ballpark of $50.
Yeah, we ended up paying south of $50.
Oh, okay.
So, it was affordable. And yeah, the market kind of, you know, fizzled out there a little bit. So it was kind of a bit of a buyer's market, you could say.
Yeah, and you bought – now, does that ticket for both sessions, or do you have to go shop for a ticket now again coming up? Or were you able – I would imagine with Bradley going out, with Louisville going out, you might be able to buy some tickets from those fans.
You know, what's interesting is that, like, I don't think a whole lot of the fans down there had, like, tickets for, like, the second games and stuff. I think they're doing it a little bit differently or something. So there were some things around there, and you know, I was able to find some tickets for, like, this coming Saturday, for Saturday also.
So is the same gang going back again? Your buddies from Richfield High School and your pop, you're all going back again?
It's going to be me, my dad, and then definitely we're going to have a crew going down. It's going to be probably basically the same people, maybe plus a few more. We might even have two cars that we go down in or something.
Okay, put together a convoy, so to speak.
Basically, yep.
Oh, that's fun. So, was there a lot of maroon and gold there?
Yes, there was. It was great. It was a solid turnout. I feel like there was moments in the game where, like, the fans were kind of able to, like, step up and really make some noise and, like, you know, kind of make some good momentum happen, and which I think was huge for, like, for, you know, eventually winning the game.
Yeah, I think Richard Pitino mentioned the crowd when some of his post-game comments and the fact that they were definitely, you know, on hand and they were definitely making themselves heard. So you probably did something worthwhile to help pull the team through, Dusty.
I think we did, and I'm looking forward to Saturday.
Now, did you get down there in time? Mike Max suggested where you should be going to get together with some of the Gopher faithful before the game. Did you catch up with any of them?
So what happened is he told me to go down to Johnny's, and
yep.
Then basically my dad and my friends did, but I was out, like, trying to find tickets for us.
Oh.
And so I missed him at Johnny's, but then I ran into him in the stadium after the game, after we had won. And then he actually was interviewing people, and I told him, I was like, hey, like, this was me from, like, the radio earlier. And then he, like, interviewed me, and then he ended up putting that on the 5 o'clock news.
Oh, great.
On like, CBS or whatever, on 4.
Hopefully somebody recorded it for you.
And then one of my friends happened to be watching it. He took, like, a snapshot photo of it and then posted it on Facebook or whatever. So
you're famous, like, Dusty. So
it's been a wild ride the last, like, 24 hours.
You'll probably connect with Dave Lee on Monday morning following all the post-game ha-ha. Hey, you have a great time. Thanks for being our unofficial correspondent here today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Let's go Gophers.
Go Gophers.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.